everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Turn over there with me in your Bible to the 112th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that respects the Lord with all of his heart, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Praise God. Here's a man with a house full of wealth and riches, and his righteousness is still intact. Ha, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. Unto the upright there rises light in the darkness. He's gracious. He's full of compassion and righteous. He shows favor. He guides his affairs with good judgment. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He's not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Praise God. Are you in that shape? Well, I can tell you how to get that way, praise God. And you need to set out for it. It's not as hard as you think it is, but it takes training. It takes meditation in the Word of God. And I'm telling you, as we head into 2009, we're headed into the most dangerous year in the history of the human race and the most glorious year in the history of the human race. And without big battles, you don't have big victories. And we're headed into the grandest victories of all time. Go with me now and stay with me, and you'll learn how to get your heart fixed. Turn with me to the 127th Psalm. I'm going to teach you how to go to sleep. I went years without sleep. I didn't know it. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what it was. Even as a child, I didn't sleep. They'd put me to bed every night at 9 o'clock. It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning before I go to sleep. I had the ceiling memorized. And then they'd wake me up at 6. Well, I was in such a sleep debt that my parents didn't know why. I was mad at the whole world. Well, this opened up all kinds of things. See, Satan just can't come just running into you and just jump on you and do anything he wants to do. But if he can get you angry, if he can get you to say things, if he can get you to act on fear, then you have authorized him. And he'll move into your life however far you let him. I mean, you may open the door and put him in the back seat, but it ain't going long. He's going to want to drive. That's just the way he is. He's the sorriest being on the face of this earth. Amen. Now, he ain't no friend of yours. That's right. And fear is not a blessing. Now, the 127th Psalm. I had to learn to go to sleep by faith. I heard Keith Moore bring this up one time, and it helped me really. I'd go to bed at night. I couldn't turn my mind off. Man, I'd preach half of the night in my own mind, and I just went night and day, and it finally began to affect my health, and then I had to bleed my way out of that, you know, and so, but I'm here to tell you the Word works. Praise God, I sleep like a baby, man. Dear Lord, I'm caught up. Amen. Keith said, worry is a sin because the Word commands against it. Don't be anxious for anything. But in everything, give thanks to God. Everything. Yeah, but there's your yeah button away again. Now, he said, what would you think about a person that walked up to a file cabinet and looked at every file in it from front to back, then from back to front, and then from front to back, and then back to front, scratched their head, then they took all the files out, piled them in the floor, and put them all back in the drawer one at a time? I don't know what you're hunting, but it ain't in there. Now, the answer to the situation, the answer to your finances, is not political. Amen. That's just political talk. Because if politicians could keep that, if they could affect things financially, there would never, ever be any bad times financially. No politician would allow that on his own watch.
That's true.
Listen, poverty is not financial. You can dump money on poverty, and all you'll do is you got a bunch of poor people with money, and you got a bigger mess than what you started with. These things are spiritual. Poverty is under the curse. Sickness and disease is under the curse. Death is under the curse. And Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. But it's the Word of God that is the answer to all things. Now, you laying there at night, going through the file cabinet of your mind, front to back, back to front, front to back, back to front. My God, what am I going to do? You're asking the wrong question. Back to front, front to back. It ain't in there, darling. You might as well go to sleep. Well, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, Billy Copeland, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you one thing you're going to do. You're going to go all night without any sleep. Then you're going to get up in the morning. You're going to be a crab head all morning long. And you're going to go to work like that and affect everybody else. Down there ain't going to be long. You're going to get laid off, and then you ain't going to get no sleep. Now, what's happening? Your mind and your body are choking your spirit. And your faith is being oppressed and depressed until God can't get through to you with the answers. But Satan has access to your innermost counsel because you're believing what you feel and you're affected by what you see.
That's right.
You can get out of it in 30 seconds.
Amen.
It takes a decision of quality. A quality decision is a decision from which there is no retreat and about which there is no more argument. And from this day forward, I'm not moved by what I see, and I am not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I believe God's Word. And I am no longer a person of fear. I have entered into the rest of God. Faith rests. While everybody else is just a ripping and a tearing, faith rests. Now, I'll demonstrate this to you for a moment, then I'll get right in here. And I'm not only going to show you how to go to sleep, I'm going to show you how to lay hold on the hope. I'm going to show you how to apply your faith. Well, you just lay down there at night until you get it built into your consciousness. You just take your Bible, and the last thing you do, I mean, you've done your praying and all that, and now you're about to turn the light out, and you have the 127th Psalm. And verse 2 said, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. Now, the Hebrew word is to eat the bread of toiling. God didn't intend for you to toil for a living. No, that was under the curse of Adam. Jesus has redeemed us from that curse, man. We give for a living. We work. Yeah, I work harder in faith than I ever did when I was out there trying to earn a living. But it's a difference. I'm on assignment, brother. I don't work for a living. I own part of the company, man. Hallelujah. Amen. See, my father sends me somewhere. I don't depend on what they're going to pay me over there. Because my father owns that business, and he's sending me over there to take the blessing over there. He's sending me over there to bring the Holy Ghost into that place. Amen. He'll take care of me. Minimum wage or no wage, what I care. I own stock in the company. Hallelujah. Amen. We're of the kingdom of God. We're not in this Babylonian system. We're there to bless the Babylonian system. Now, here it is. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, worry, care. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, the 121st Psalm, the fourth verse, says that, well, let's turn over there. Hold your place there in 127. Look at the 121st. Says, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth thee does not go to sleep on the job. Well, now, I'm fixing to go to sleep here. I'm about to go to sleep. So there ain't no use in both of us being awake. Amen. He's awake. Ain't no use in me being awake. Right. Amen. Amen. And so I just roll over there and say, oh, I am my Father's beloved. The Word calls Jesus the beloved, and it says we are in Christ, and then it refers to us as the beloved. See, he loves me as much as he does Jesus. Now, what am I saying? First thing you're going to have to do is believe the love. Now, Brother Copeland, I know he loves you like it, but you don't know me. Well, the way you're talking, I'm glad I don't. You don't think much of yourself. But you need to begin to think soberly, even as God has given you the measure of faith. You need to quit looking at yourself the way you used to. You are now a born-again child of God. That old man doesn't even exist anymore, and you ought to remember the day you died. Amen. I'm telling you, that old street sinner died in North Little Rock, Arkansas, just a little before 8 o'clock in the evening on the second day of November in 1962, and I cried out to Jesus, and he fixed it. Amen. And I called Gloria in there and stumbled around trying to tell her what had just happened to me in the living room. You know, I didn't know what to say. And when I finally did get it out, she shouted, hallelujah. I said, what? Come find out she got saved 2 weeks earlier and hadn't said nothing to me about it. But see, she was raised in a church that's famous for believing nothing, man. And so she never heard of the new birth. She didn't know what had happened to her. I did, because I'd been taught right. It wasn't Mama and my dad's fault I turned out like I did. I rebelled at 9 years old. Stupidest thing I ever did. But thank God, God had mercy on me. Amen. Well, I'm a new man. I didn't know it, but I was. But over a period of time, I began to depend heavily on the new birth that was now on the inside of me. Eternal life that was living on the inside of me. Born again, not of corruptible seed. I had to begin to think God inside minded instead of God way off out yonder minded, and I need him to come here. No, he did come, and he moved on the inside of me. Well, am I some fat head that just tried to lift myself up on God's level? No. He raised us up to sit with him in heavenly places. Now take your place. Well, Copeland, you just pull God down on your level then. No, he came down here on our level by his own free will, brother. That's the story of the cross. So begin to think soberly. And Father, now you need to be careful of this. We do this, you'll fall asleep right where you are, and I don't. Hey, you'd say, I'll activate this for later. I mean it now. You say, Father, it's vain for me to get up early and stay up late, worrying and fooling with all of this mess the world's screaming about and all of that. I'm like Brother Bill Winston. I'm not going to partake in their mess. I live over here in the kingdom of God, and over here everything's in good shape, praise God. And I receive that. It's vain for me to do that. So I'm not going to do it. And I know you're awake. They know just me being awake. And I'm so grateful that I'm your beloved. And you're my beloved. I receive your love. So, what'd you say, Lord? He giveth his beloved sleep. Thank you. I receive the gift of sleep. And I enter into the rest of God. Mind, be quiet. You're asleep already. Just shut up and quit it. Don't think. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take my rest. All the time I'm asleep. What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to sleep. That's what I'm going to do. Now, the question is, what is God going to do? God is going to do exactly what he said he'd do. Well, Brother Copeland, what did he say he'd do? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. To humble yourself under the mighty hand of God is 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, is casting your care over on him. Would he ask you to cast your care over on him if he was going to refuse to take it?
No.
He said, you that are heavy laden and burdened down, come to me. My burden is light. My load ain't heavy, brother. Amen. And I'll take your load if you'll just bring it to me. Well, if you'd just take half of them, I'd be all right. Now, there ain't nothing but pride. And you need to shut that up.
That's right.
Okay. I roll all of my care over on you, Lord. Thank you. Now, that is no longer my care. It's in your hands. Now, what will he say? Same thing he said to the leper that said, I know you can if you will. He said, I will be thou made whole. Jesus said, I will take your care. Say that. He takes my care. So, he is my caretaker. Now, do you believe that? That's 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. He's when he said those things. Now you believe that, right? Say, that's mine. I believe it.
I refuse to touch that care.
Satan uses care
of this world
to steal the God's word out of me.
I'm not touching that care.
That's not my thought. When I have that thought, I will rebuke it and not allow it into my mind. I have authority over my thoughts. You don't have authority over your thoughts with other thoughts. You have authority over your thoughts with words. Why? You were created like that. Counting silently in your mind from 1 to 10, begin now. Out loud, say your name. What happened to your counting?
Stop.
You did the whole process right there. Number one, you obeyed what I said. Number two, when I said it, you made a decision and changed from thinking to speaking. When you changed from thinking to speaking, you said what I asked you to say. You didn't make up something else. You said what I asked you to say. And when you said what I asked you to say, then your thought stopped.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? Didn't he say that? Well, the reverse is absolutely true. You take the thought saying. So you go to God's word, which is his source of thinking. You change your way of thinking to his way of thinking by making the decision, taking his thought and saying it. Take his thought and say it. Take his thought and say it.
Take his thought and say it. Now, until you get proficient at this, you're going to have to be speaking that word out loud just about all the time, because your mind is in practice. It's been practicing. It's been talking to you and talking to you and talking to you, and you've been fostering that maybe for years. So you're going to have to break that practice with a new practice of putting God's word in your mouth. It'll get in your ears. Then it'll get in your heart. And when it gets in your heart and gets in your heart and gets in your heart and gets in your heart, it becomes there in abundance, and it'll finally come out your mouth without you having to make the decision or to actually take the thought. What's happened? You've changed your way of thinking. It's a process. It may take some time, but you get to the place where you can do it almost instantaneously. Oh, I see where I've been thinking wrong about that. Yes, sir. I'll take this. This is the way I think from now on. Amen. Now, it's vain for me to get up early and sit up late and Finn worry and feed on Sarah. He's going to be awake. He's taking care of everything. He said so over there in 121st Psalm. He said so over there in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So, God's word has said to me that he'll take care of it.
When sudden change comes to shake your family, finances, health, and future, who will you turn to? Choose God's Word, His power, promise, peace, and provision for every circumstance of your life, and stand on a foundation that cannot be shaken. Experience God's way of doing things that meets every challenge head-on and brings victory. Kingdom Principles, Operating Above the System of the World, a Believer's Voice of Victory DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston that will help you live above the headlines. Find out why you must choose to live in the Eden system. Learn the steps to keep you from being controlled by the world. Don't accept the counterfeit when you can have the truth. Start living every day in God's kingdom principles and experience success, victory, and the power of God's word to overcome everything that stands in your way with Kingdom Principles, Operating Above the System of the World. To request your copy of Kingdom Principles by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, visit kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new teaching is now specially priced at just $12 and is available on CD or DVD. To request by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Take this opportunity to order Kingdom Principles and be ready to operate in God's system of economy today.
Think about it. All the years that you've lived are gone. They are gone. Let it go. Turn your back on it and turn your face towards Jesus. I'm telling you right now, going into the most dangerous year in history, and the most blessed year in history. If you didn't have what it takes to make it in times like these, God would have had you born some other time. This is it. You and I are in the victory lane, praise God. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, 2009 is not going to be like 2008. It's going to be worse. Every year will get worse, and it'll get worse than the one before. But don't put it off. In fact, pray with me right now. And when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He has given His solemn oath in His own blood that anyone that comes to me, He said, for no reason will I cast him away. Pray this with me. Pray it out loud. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I give my life to you, spirit, soul, and body, finances, all the past. I just give it to you, and I look to you for my future. Fill me, please, sir, with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, and I believe I receive total and complete forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. If you prayed that prayer with me today, God bless your heart. I want to know about it. And if you'll just use the information that's on your screen right now, I'll send you these five little books, free and postpaid, so that you can get started reading your Bible. This, you don't need to be struggling with this book. This book was written to you. And it's not a religious book. There's been religions made out of it. It's not hard. It isn't hard to understand, but you need some help to get started. So that's what these little books are for. And just a simple little brochure to teach you how to study your Bible. That's all the complicated it is. It's just that little brochure. And you'll be just as excited and as wild as the rest of us. And 2009 will be the best year that you have ever experienced in your entire life. And your future is set forever. New Year's Eve celebration tonight, 8 o'clock, EMIC on the grounds of KCM. I'm going to be preaching. Phil Guskell is a special guest. And come be with us. Happy New Year, everybody. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started learning your Bible, they've put together a special salvation package, which includes five books and a study brochure. Request your free package online when you log on to kcm.org. Thank you, partners, for helping us declare from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around that Jesus is Lord. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glenelg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.